This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar flagged off the Har Ghar Tiranga bike rally from Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this morning ahead of the Independence Day celebrations on Thursday. Union Ministers Gajendra Singh Shekhawat, Ram Mohan Naidu Kinjarapu, Kiran Rijiju and Mansukh Mandavia were present on the occasion. The rally ended at Major Dhyan Chand National Stadium. Addressing the gathering on the occasion, Mr. Dhankar said, Har Ghar Tiranga campaign was started to encourage people to bring the Tiranga home and hoist it on Independence Day. He said, this has become a movement now, with crores of people hoisting the Tiranga at their houses. He said, Har Ghar Tiranga reflects the nation's independence, pride and commitment to Viksit Bharat. Culture Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat said the tricolour is the pride of India, which ties the country together as one. The government will install 1 lakh transponders on marine fishing vessels to promote business and security to fishermen. Addressing a national seminar on application of space technologies in the fisheries sector in New Delhi, Minister for Fisheries Rajiv Ranjan Singh said transponders will also issue an alert if any fisherman crosses the maritime border. He said fisheries have an important contribution in the nation's economy. Mr. Singh said space technologies are playing a crucial role in enhancing fisheries management and development. He said marine products worth 60,000 crore rupees, including fish, are being exported annually by the country. The minister said about 3 crore people of the country are associated with the fisheries business, and the government is committed to the welfare of fishermen. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has called for innovation, scientific thinking and finding quick solutions to make India a developed nation. She was addressing the 11th convocation ceremony organized at the Indian Institute of Science Education and Research, AISA, Bhopal today. Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav also attended the program. The Union Finance Minister said science education and research should be used to the maximum for the betterment of society. The 6th India-Australia Maritime Security Dialogue was held in Canberra today. The Indian delegation was led by Joint Secretary, Disarmament and International Security Affairs, Ministry of External Affairs, Muanpui Sayavi, and the Australian delegation was led by Sarah Storey, First Assistant Secretary, South Asia and Central Asia Division. The two sides conferred on ways to sustain a safe and secure maritime environment conducive for inclusive growth and global well-being. They exchanged views on various topics of mutual interest, including the maritime security environment in the Indo-Pacific region, maritime domain awareness, humanitarian assistance and disaster relief coordination. This included cooperation in search and rescue, pollution response, blue economy and port state control. Resident doctors from various public hospitals in Maharashtra have halted non-emergency work to express solidarity with residents of R.G. Carr Medical College in Kolkata, following the rape and murder of a trainee doctor. Senior medical teachers, lecturers and bonded candidates in these medical colleges are managing the hospitals. Leaves of various staff have been cancelled. In Jharkhand as well, junior doctors of Rajendra Institute of Medical Sciences in Ranchi went on an indefinite strike to protest the rape and murder of the trainee doctor in a Kolkata hospital. Patients are facing difficulties as health services except emergency in Jharkhand have been affected. The agitating doctors are demanding a CBI probe into the case. Apart from a CBI probe, their demand includes the safety of doctors at the workplace. The Badminton World Federation BWF has announced that India's Tokyo 2020 Paralympic gold medal winner Pramod Bhagat has been suspended for a period of 18 months for breaching the anti-doping regulations. As a result of the suspension, Pramod will miss the Paris 2024 Paralympic Games. In a statement, BWF said the Court of Arbitration of Sport CAS Anti-Doping Division on the 1st of March this year found Bhagat in breach of the BWF anti-doping regulations for committing 3 whereabout failures within 12 months. The Big Cricket League BCL franchise-based T20 event that will offer aspiring local players a chance to play alongside their cricketing heroes has joined hands with the national broadcaster Prasar Bharati in a landmark long-term deal. The inaugural edition of BCL will be held in September this year in Lucknow. With that, we end this news bulletin.